millions of gallons of sewage into the Potomac River. Here's WAMU's Jackson Sinnenberg.
In a post on social media, Trump said it was Moore's responsibility to address the break in the Potomac Interceptor sewage line. He also said if Moore cannot, he should ask Trump nicely to help, like the mayor of Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested federal funds this week to fully reimburse D.C.'s work on fixing the pipeline. Moore responded earlier in the week to similar comments from Trump, calling them politically motivated and asinine, and says that since the pipe break happened on federal park land, Trump should be responsible for the fix. For NPR News, I'm Jackson Sinnenberg in Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 26 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Factor in long-term missions to other worlds. You can find out more about space exploration in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. And there's music of great exuberance composed by Antonin Dvorak, who in all of his prodigious output gave the world two marvelous suites comprised of Slavonic dances. And what we heard there was his very first dance of the very first suite, Slavonic Dance No. 1 in C of Opus 46. We heard the Philharmonia Orchestra led by Andrew Davis here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to have joined you. We've got some special treats for you in this noon hour, an unusual pairing of instruments, a little divertimento from a fellow named Bernard Romberg for cello and guitar. Then, from 1948, a not-often-heard American piano concerto, Howard Hanson's concerto, that's a bit later, with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Salomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish, and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org. Well, it was yesterday around this time that we heard the great Variations on a Theme by Haydn by Brahms. What we'll listen to next was at least partially inspired by that work. It's from English composer Charles Hubert Parry. He wrote this in 1896, Symphonic Variations in E Minor, performed by the London Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1897, Symphonic Variations in E Minor from English composer Charles Hubert Parry. Conductor Matthias Bamert led the London Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:26 now. Stay tuned for the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. They'll be along in just about 10 minutes' time with Howard Hanson and his piano concerto for you on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com. or by calling 785-843-TREE. a little chamber music for you next, for the slightly unusual pairing of cello and guitar. The music is by the composer Bernard Romberg. He was a German composer born in the mid-18th century and first learned the art of the cello from his father, Anton. It wasn't long before he was touring Europe as a cellist and later became a member of the court orchestra in Bonn, Germany, in which capacity he managed to meet a young Beethoven. We'll hear Romberg's Divertimento for cello and guitar, played by cellist Morten Zuthen and guitarist Erling Muldrup on KPR. Divertimento for cello and guitar with cellist Erling Muldrup and guitarist Erling Muldrup and cellist Morten Zuthen. Music of 18th century German composer Bernard Romberg here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:36. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporium, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on a Friday afternoon. Friday evening is time for Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. That's from 7 to 9. Tonight with music from the Swashbucklers. Hear music tonight from films such as The Adventures of Robin Hood, The Mask of Zorro, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9. Our next performance, given by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and conductor Gerard Schwartz, a not-often-heard piano concerto described by some as jocular and Copland-esque. It was written in 1948 by Howard Henson. His piano concerto in G minor with pianist Carol Rosenberger, the Seattle Symphony, and conductor Gerard Schwartz here on KPR. Composed in 1948, Howard Henson's piano concerto in G minor, performed there by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, conductor Gerard Schwartz, along with pianist Carol Rosenberger here on KPR. The time is 1 p.m., and in just a moment, NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour, of course, and we'll have along the Amadeus Winds, obliging us with a little Mozart, and the Ulster Orchestra with the Violin Concerto of Irish composer Hamilton Hardy. That and much more is on the way for your Friday afternoon of classical music here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Police custody. The Dow is up 211 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Tchaikovsky Chamber Orchestra with some lighthearted music from composer Henri Vieuxtemps from his Souvenir d'Amérique, American Souvenirs. A few variations, some would say, maybe a touch insouciant variations on the tune Yankee Doodle. Members of the Tchaikovsky Chamber Orchestra conducted by Lazar Gossman here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, and coming up, we've got for you the Ulster Orchestra and music from Irish composer Hamilton Hardy. We've got a gorgeous violin concerto coming up in a few minutes. It'll be our main performance for the hour. Stay with us for that and much more classical music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence. specializing in toxin-free, customizable, natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. We're joined now by the Amadeus Winds, and as you might expect, they've got music of Mozart for us. A lighthearted piece for winds, a divertimento, or diversion, in F major, here on KPR. The Amadeus Winds, and music of Mozart, a divertimento for winds in F major, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:24. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, and we have classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Ravel Tomorrow, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra, exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. Some chilly temperatures and some potential winter weather are here just in time for the weekend. Here on the KU campus, it's in about the mid-30s. Tonight, we'll have lows in the low 20s, and we have a 50% chance of some snow. That's expected mainly in the overnight hours. Tomorrow should be a cloudy day, becoming sunny. Temperatures in the upper 30s, a low of about 19 for tomorrow night. Quick question for you. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? One option that you have is to donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up, and proceeds from the sale will fund our programs. Find out more about the vehicle donation program over at kansaspublicradio.org. We're ready now with a concerto by Irish composer Hamilton Hardy of the mid-19th and early 20th century. Great Irish composer, and in his time, one of England's premier accompanists, who wrote a great deal of music with a strong Irish flavor to it, as you'd hear in his Irish Symphony or the Suite with the Wild Geese. In the concerto that we'll hear for violin in 1908, though, here he attempts to affect more the style of Brahms or Dvorak. He wrote this one for the violinist Joseph Shigeti. His violin concerto in D minor is played here by the Ulster Orchestra, led by Bryden Thompson, with violinist Ray Holmes on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1908, the violin concerto in D minor by Irish composer Hamilton Hardy. We listen there to violinist Ray Holmes, the Ulster Orchestra, and conductor Bryden Thompson here on KPR. Just about 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. In the next hour of classical music, quite a few fun surprises, Philharmonic waltzes, vignettes for oboe, bassoon, and piano, and a caravan ride with Belkis, the Queen of Sheba. The time is 2 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. Support for news comes from Eagles Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home, hand-built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak, at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That one they call the Scherzo Fantastique in the key of E minor. It's from English composer Frank Bridge, performed by the Northern Symphonia of England and conductor David Lloyd-Jones here on KBR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome back, and once again, I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. with some American works for you, such as the vignettes for Oboe, Bassoon, and Piano by William Grant Still with the Sierra Winds. Also, we've got some music from a 1934 Grand Ballet by Ottorino Respighi, a rarely performed ballet that was grand in production and scope, and depicts the biblical story of the meeting of the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. A bit later, we'll hear Belkis, the Queen of Sheba, by Ottorino Respighi, here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll have some fun now with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted in this recording by Morton Gould, with some music of his own devising. We'll enjoy next Philharmonic Waltzes on Kansas Public Radio. Music by composer Morton Gould, who in that recording conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Philharmonic Waltzes for your Friday afternoon on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:21 now, and in about 10 minutes, we'll have along the Philharmonia Orchestra with music from Ottorino Respighi's Grand Ballet Belkis, the Queen of Sheba, still to come here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Sulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artist Burgess and Zane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. And Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. Next, we're with the Sierra Winds, with some more charming music for winds and piano, with a series of what were called vignettes for oboe, bassoon, and piano. This is music composed by William Grant Still, with the Sierra Winds and pianist Carol Urban-Stivers on KPR. Vignettes by composer William Grant Still for oboe, bassoon, and piano, performed by the Sierra Winds, along with pianist Carol Urban-Stivers, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:34. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. It's Friday, and you know what that means, Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. And on tonight's program, if it's got swords, capes, and adventure, it's a swashbuckler. And tonight we'll hear music from such films, such as The Adventures of Robin Hood, The Mask of Zorro, The World of Gulliver, and much more. Daryl Brogdon has Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow afternoon, Destiny has Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. What's better than your favorite Peer Gynt suite? Two Peer Gynt suites, that plus a twinkle, twinkle little star unlike any that you've heard before. Classical music and classics by request with Destiny and Mermaiden. That is tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Temperatures are in the mid-30s right now on the KU campus. Tonight we have a 50% chance of snow. That's expected mainly in the overnight hours, although it's not expected to produce much accumulation. We'll have lows in the lower 20s tonight. Tomorrow a cloudy morning, eventually a sunny day with a high around 40, and for tomorrow night clear with a low of 20. We have the Philharmonia Orchestra and conductor Jeffrey Simon here for our main performance of the hour. It's from a Grand Ballet composed in 1934, one of the final works of Italian composer Ottorino Respighi, that envisions a great caravan in a massive desert stretching out for miles, a caravan laden with treasures, exotic spices, a ballet that tells the story of the meeting between the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. We'll hear Belkis, the Queen of Sheba, next on Kansas Public Radio. Late music from 1934 by composer Ottorino Respighi from his grand ballet, Belkis, the Queen of Sheba, a suite played by the Philharmonic Orchestra led by Jeffrey Seidman on Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is just about 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just around the corner. Later on this evening, don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with your host, Daryl Brogdon, tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music, and indeed, all this week's music. We'll have more for you at noon on Monday. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And Kaw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org.